Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I've been holding in my heart for, oh gosh, I think years, the question of how do we stop people, those of us who have been oppressed, from becoming oppressors ourselves, because I've seen how this cycle has gone round and round and round throughout mankind's history. And today I open to a passage in Fawzia's book on the Divine Names that I think gives a big clue to the answer to that question. So with permission, I share it with you. Bismillah. Al-Muntaqim, the avenger, the one who repays justly. On the outside, this divine name carries the quality of majesty, and hidden inside, it carries the quality of beauty. Majesty encompasses that which is powerful, overwhelming, and awesome. Beauty encompasses kindness, surrender, love, and inner peace. The divine names invariably carry both qualities. The divine names invariably carry both qualities. But sometimes beauty is more apparent, and sometimes majesty. The root nun, kaf, mim, contains the following meanings: reward through punishment, to take revenge, to deny, to reject a gift, to harbor hostile feelings, to detest, to take in bad part, to be angry, to hate, to hold something against someone, vindictive, revengeful, avenger. When you repeat this divine name, your heart starts quivering violently and you feel as if it were going to jump out of your chest. It's squeezed by fear, a fear as deep as basic trust. In that moment of dissolution, divine mercy manifests. The quality of divine beauty opens and the heart returns more trusting and calmer than before. This is how the shaking was the source of peace, because everything is always about healing the heart. Al-Muttaqim is the great avenging campaign against our own selfishness, against that numbing force that leads us to only see ourselves, to cut off from unity and the connection of all beings, wrapped in self-pity. It is the fight against lethargy, narrow-mindedness, racism, arrogance, prejudice, and the lack of awareness that constantly threatens to capture us again. To learn to start on our own individual journey to our origin, while simultaneously focusing on the whole, on the energy of unity, to be guardians of this planet, to overcome isolation and separation, and to find the connection to all of creation. That is the next step in our human spiritual evolution. To allow and to follow the feeling of mutual attachment forces open the chains of the illusion of separation and brings the peace we long for. Control your anger. Forgive those who've been unjust to you. Connect and bring together that which has been broken. Exercise love and knowledge where ignorance rules. And in doing so, always keep the face of Allah in your heart. Allah is the eternal reality. When we are connected to our true nature, the light of the higher energies of our inner world can manifest. This is how the inner knowledge of the true self, a knowledge of love and unity, can be brought down to a lower level of manifestation. To come out of our ego, to divert our attention from our ego, to stop seeing ourselves as the center of the universe, and to participate in it, leads us to our wholeness. We become many centers. The vortex and the forces of materialism have become so powerful and dense that we need the help of all those who carry in their heart a commitment to humankind and to the creatures of this earth. Allah grants the strength to work for humankind to all those who participate in that work. In our cultures, we have come to identify too much with the patterns of hierarchy and the various forms of exclusion. Our selfishness makes us support consciously or unconsciously systems based on oppression and exploitation that inevitably lead to aggression and wars. We have come to overlook the original truth, namely the all-embracing dimension of unity. But our true nature longs for harmony and peace. At some stage in our life, we should clearly decide whether we want to follow the path of love, with everything that comes with it, or the path of separation, because our daily dealings are based on this conscious assertion. This forms our center, and from which we can weigh and put everything into perspective. The way of the Sufis is the path to Allah, and Allah is their only center. Their love for Allah shapes their deeds and their relationships, and they're able to look over the edge of their small self and work for unity in this world. It does not matter whether you have just started on the path or have years of spiritual practices behind you, everyone is granted equal access, for such is the law of unity. When suffering comes to you from others, trust the divine energy. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma wakeel. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma wakeel. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma wakeel. God is enough for me, and He is the one who repays me most fairly. If the suffering inflicted by a tyrannical person persists, then repeat Ya Muntaqim, Ya Jabbar, Ya Qadir, Ya Muta'ali. Ya Muntaqim, Ya Jabbar, Ya Qadir, Ya Muta'ali. To shape strength and healing power in you, repeat Ya Muntaqim, Ya Qahhar 1,000 times in one day. The tyranny will cease, Allah willing. Use this name to wipe from your heart everything that feels superficial or unnatural, including that which you have adopted in order to please others. Use this name to wipe from your heart everything that feels superficial or unnatural, including that which you have adopted in order to please others. Set your true nature free so that you may recognize the divine in you. Look outside at situations, events, and the relationships in your life. Then turn your gaze inwards and see if the impressions and the voices in you come from your deep self or if they are foreign, adopted, and it's not up to you to deal with them. Anchor yourself in your essential being. Look at your life situation with the eye of your heart. What can be adjusted, purified, relinquished? What can be adjusted, purified, relinquished? What can be adjusted, purified, relinquished? What does your inner house look like? And how can you give things their appropriate place, taking into account the meaning and goal of your life? Honor the space of your heart and treat your soul with love and respect. Let the winds of respect and dignity flow through your lungs. Let the winds of respect and dignity flow through your lungs. There are two levels in healing the heart. One heals the hardened hearts, freeing them from the rust that has darkened them as a result of all kinds of suffering and covered the light that lives in them. The other increases the compassion and mercy of open hearts. Remember that the state of the heart influences the body. Remember that the state of the heart influences the body. May you always have the strength to transform your revenge into compassion, the injustice done to you into justice, and estrangement into affection. In doing so, may your heart always be turned towards Allah. May you always have the strength to transform your revenge into compassion, the injustice done to you into justice, and estrangement into affection. In doing so, may your heart always be turned towards Allah. Mankind's greatest enemy is selfishness. Mankind's greatest enemy is selfishness. Mankind's greatest enemy is selfishness, because all evil comes through selfishness. Amen.